Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of It Came From Cherry Hill. My name is Glenn, and I am joined by my wonderful co-host, Rob. Rob, how are you this Friday evening? Early evening.
I'm just thinking, man. I'm like, what, 7 days away?
It is 7 days, like the ring. 7 more days, my man.
Like, 7 days. That feels like I was a movie from somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, dude, I'm freaking pumped. Time to go back to the old Cherry Hill. Feels like it's been forever, but it's also been 5 minutes.
No, it's awesome. It's been a long time, dude. It's been since last August. So it's been a bit, man. And you know what? It's that classic Cherry Hill. It's that Cherry Hill where you get to set the clock for it another hour when 2 o'clock in the morning hits. Not my favorite aspect of Cherry Hill show in March, but for some reason it seems to line up with that. But this is going to be our preview show for Monster Mania over in beautiful Cherry Hill, New Jersey, Monster Mania 58. So I figured we're just going to go through, do a little bit of the recap, talk about, you know, what we're looking for, that type of thing. Maybe talk a little bit about the films and events. There's been a couple changes in terms of like the guests and stuff like that. We're on a little bit of a tight schedule this evening, so I want to make sure we get everything in here. And there's a lot to cram in for this convention, my man.
Yeah, man. Let's go. Let's get this party
Let's
started.
Do it, my man. All right. So then let's do a quick recap here of the guests. Of course, some of the headliners here is going to be Sam Raimi, who was actually at one point scheduled for an earlier Monster Mania appearance, but wasn't able to make it. And, you know, it was the idea that he's going to come back. And sure enough, he has. I'm kind of shocked that that we're getting Sam Raimi. I think that's awesome. Are you going to be in that line? You going to be hanging out?
No, I'm not.
No,
It's great. Like it, but I know, like that's an all dayer, man.
Oh yeah, that's a tall order, my man. That's a tall order, and VIP is sold out at this point as well. So,
VIP's been sold out for since August.
A long time, my man. A long time.
So yeah, I feel like that's one. Like if you're gonna do it, you gotta buckle up for it. But I also don't. I don't think I have a good Evil Dead piece that I'd really want him to sign. That's a lie. I actually do have a really cool Evil Dead poster, like a little like 8x11 that I'm looking at right now. That's awesome. But that being said, maybe I'll bring it just in case.
I mean, that's the type of thing that you like. If you were gonna luck out, the only really way I feel like, I mean, you're not gonna luck out. you're not lucking out with that, man.
No.
It's just not. I don't think that's. Yeah. It's a. I'm dying over here. You'd have to be in for the long haul. Up next is going to be Brad Dourif. Brad Dourif was a late addition because, our man Warwick Davis unfortunately can't make it to the con. So Brad and Fiona Dourif, of course, of Child's Play fame, probably what we mostly know him from.
And anyone who listens to the podcast kind of knows our format and that I try to keep as far away from this stuff as possible. So, you know, you can just tell me what's going on and it becomes like a, you know, nice, interesting dialogue.
Yeah.
Warwick Davis canceled, was coming again, and then canceled again. What was the reason behind the cancellation?
It's mentioned just as a family emergency. So we don't really know, but maybe I have no idea. You know, like maybe he had something going on and figured, oh, I'm not gonna be able to make it. And then maybe plans change. You know how sometimes things are, you know, unpredictable. So, but it was awesome that for a bit after, you know, he canceled, he was like, oh, maybe I can make it. Like, I was like, cool. That was the only signature I think that I was planning on trying to get, but he'll remain on the list, and I'm sure hopefully we'll see him again at Monster Mania in the future. You never know.
But with Brad Dourif, you get now, hold on. Am I remembering this correctly? Brad Dourif is the bad guy in Blade, right?
He is in Blade, isn't he? Although
yes.
It's not on the list here.
Or is it Steven Dourif?
Oh, that's Steven Dourif.
It's Steven Dourif. Never mind.
You
I got
Brad Dourif.
Yeah, Brad Dourif is
Chucky?
Oh, God. Oh, my Lord. This is why we're on a rest schedule tonight.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
So, yes. Awesome. Brad Dourif's there. Super dope. Super cool. I think I want to say, and I don't want to get anyone's hopes up, but I want to say at one point when he was at the con, I think he was even doing, like, you could, like, have him record, like, voice on like your voicemail or something.
Yeah, I don't know if he still does that. Maybe
that's pretty cool. I was like, oh man, I wish I did that. Like, I'd get Chucky on my voicemail?
You just be calling it. Although, can you have Chucky as your voicemail as like a professional adult?
Yes.
Yeah?
The answer is yes.
All right. All right. That's fair enough. There is also an interesting guest here in John Cleese. You know John Cleese?
Really?
Yes, of Monty Python, Harry Potter. He's in Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. He's in The Newer the Day that the Earth Stood Still. He's in Rat Race. He's in a ton of movies. You would definitely recognize
him. He's John
him.
Cleese.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yep. I was trying to figure out, like, what's the horror connection? But I forgot he was in Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. It's been years since I've seen that.
Yeah,
like,
a long time. But
which, I mean, is that horror? Is that a horror movie?
Frankenstein. Sure.
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, which is...
She wrote the book.
Understood. Yeah, I'm aware.
All right. All right.
I don't know if I clarify it as horror. I don't know.
Close enough. Close
enough indeed. But still, really awesome that he's going to be there. That's super cool, man.
Really, really neat. Katie Siegel is also going to be there as well. She's from Married with Children. She does the voice of Leela in Futurama. She's in a bunch of different shows. You probably know her most from Married with Children. But that's awesome as well. Lynn Shay from Insidious is going to be there. And also Nightmare on Elm Street, 2001 Maniacs, Kingpin. McKenna Grace, she is in Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, and Afterlife. She plays Spengler's daughter, Egon's daughter.
Which is, oh man, I mean, I'm on record as saying that, like, that movie was just so freaking good. I'm really excited. I'm really excited for the new one, too, the Frozen Empire.
Yeah, yeah.
Looks like it could be super cool. So, yeah, that's awesome. That's a good one to get side of your Ghostbusters fan.
Absolutely. She's also in Haunting of Hill House. I haven't watched either of those on Netflix, the Haunting of Hill House and the sequel one. I hear it's awesome. Everyone tells me it's, like, right up my alley because it's, like, a ghost story. I just got to find the time to watch it. You know? And also, man, I wish I had a good impression of this guy's voice because he has, like, one of the most recognizable voices. John Lovitz is going to be there, so you can get John Lovitz's autograph. Of course, everybody knows John Lovitz. I love that show, though, The Critic. Did you ever watch that?
Of course.
Yeah, it's great. But I believe it's his first Monster Mania appearance, so that's pretty neat. You can meet Dick Warlock, of course, from Halloween. You got a whole bunch of people from Children of the Corn, including John Franklin, Courtney Gaines, John Philbin, and then we also have Michael Ironside. I wonder if our good friend Dustin, who couldn't join us this evening, is going to be on the hunt for the Michael Ironside autograph. I hope so. I hope so. His line was a little intense last time, he said. So maybe Dustin will get another shot here. That's
awesome.
That would be cool. Dina Meyer is going to be there as well. She's from Starship Troopers, Saw, parts 1 through 4. She's in Piranha 3D. I'm sure if you saw her, you would recognize her. And also Casper Van Dien, who is also most famous probably for Starship Troopers, which bodes very well for the game we're playing right now, Helldivers. Pretty much Starship Troopers, the video game. It's a blast.
Come on, which is funny because Starship Troopers actually has a video game as well.
I know, it does. And I saw it was on sale.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's solid. It's a solid game. It's just not Helldivers. But I do love, man, like anything that gets that movie back in the zeitgeist, I'm a huge fan of. I adore Starship Troopers. And again, like those are two autographs that I would 100% think about getting. I would just need to find a really cool Starship Troopers poster, and I think if I could find one that was like really cool and artistic, I'm in, man. Those may be two I'd have to do. And Casper Van Dien is a really fun, at least last time I saw him. I don't want to speak to every con, but like he just seems like he's just embraced like his role now and like going to these cons and like doing these autographs, and he just like shows his fans a good time. And like when I was standing in line for something, he was doing like shouting out to like his line, "Come on, you apes, you want to live forever?" Like, just like he gets it, like he just gets it, and I appreciate that. Like, that's cool, man. That's I think that that would be a fun autograph to go get.
Absolutely, man. He seemed like he was, I remember hearing him yell, and I was like, you know what? Cool. Like, I'm glad he's as excited as, like, you know, the fans are to be there, which is great.
I also feel like we need, like, that, like, going into, you know, the Helldivers, like, man, get, pay Casper Van Dien for like 3 days and like get that man to do some voice work so yeah. I can like that'd be awesome.
Sell that as like a DLC maybe on the side. I buy it immediately. Immediately.
Insta-buy.
Yeah. Like your person gets like a voice, might as well let it be him.
Absolutely.
Jane Levy is going to be there as well. She is from the 2013 Evil Dead. She's also in Don't Breathe and The Toxic Avenger, the new one, which I still don't know what's going on with that movie. I wish I would know. I'm definitely excited to see it, but I have no clue when it's coming out.
Elijah Wood is Toxic.
Is Elijah Wood Toxic Avenger?
It's Elijah Wood.
That's awesome.
Like he just, you know, man, that guy.
That dude just seems like he like loves the genre so much. Like he's just always doing like cool horror stuff. He's showing up at all types of different conventions. Like he just seems like he's the best. He's always on different podcasts and whatnot. So he seems like he loves it. So it's awesome that he's doing that because I'm sure he's pumped.
Yeah, it also pays that like the man just like the man just made all his money on those sweet Hobbit movies. Now he's, you know, now he can just do whatever he wants.
Yeah, he's not hurting.
But you know who is? You know who actually is going to be the Toxic Avenger?
I thought it was Peter Dinklage.
It's Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it should be good, man. I'm excited to see it. It'll be fun if nothing else, right? And then we also have...
You said it's Jane Levy is the one who's going to be there?
Jane Levy, yep.
She is billed, I just looked it up, she's billed as the cheerful insurance rep, which I'm very curious about now.
Could be good. Does it say when it's coming out? Does it have a date?
2023 American superhero comedy film.
I'm like, they missed the boat on that now.
It actually premiered already at Fantastic Fest on September 21st.
It just hasn't appeared anywhere else.
But yeah, nothing else has hit as far as like when the movie is actually going to be like hitting theaters. Yeah, no, nothing. Wow, what did happen with this?
Yeah, it's so weird, right? Because you like they, I feel like we saw a preview for it and everything, and there's a teaser for it. Why hasn't it popped out? And why doesn't it have a date or anything? In fact, it looks like, release day, Fantastic Fest, but nothing, really, which is strange. I was like, I wonder if they would try to, like, play it off like, it is a superhero movie. Would they try to play it off like a superhero movie and have it on this summer, you know? But it's strange that it's got no date whatsoever. So I don't know. I'm sure we'll hopefully see it at some point, as long as it doesn't turn into, like, the Batgirl movie or that Wile E. Coyote movie that is getting destroyed.
Yeah, I don't think that that's going to end up being an issue here. But it's just a question of it feels like it's just, like, an issue of getting distribution and, like, what's going to happen. But that's just, like I said, so strange. Like, it's playing on a festival circuit, but they haven't thought about, like, there's no information on when it releases. This is very strange.
Yeah.
Very, very strange.
Yeah, I don't know. We also have Lou Taylor Pucci coming to the convention from The Evil Dead 2013. Also, American Horror Story 1984. And The Fanboys, the Star Wars documentary. I have not watched that. I feel like you've probably seen it. Yeah. Barbara Steele is going to be there from Black Sunday, The Pit and the Pendulum, Piranha 1978, Castle of Blood, and on and on and on. Huge name. Michael Gross, you would definitely recognize him from Tremors, is going to be there. I didn't know he was coming. This is his first Monster Mania appearance. William Fichtner will be there. He is in The Dark Knight. He's also in Armageddon and Drive Angry and the newer Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Tom Atkins, of course, is going to be there from Halloween, Night of the Creeps, Escape from New York. Stacy Nelkin from Halloween Part 3. Patricia Velasquez from The Mummy and also from Malignant. I would love to find out what she does in Malignant because Malignant is great.
Awesome movie.
She's also in The Curse of La Llorona, which if you haven't seen is really good. Should definitely check that out. Eugene Clark from Land of the Dead. I feel like maybe he was at the last one, but then it's been a while. So he's always awesome. Lars Fredriksson of Rancid will be there. So that's interesting. I love Rancid. So that's neat. Also, of course, artist Scott Jackson and the Living Corpse comic creators Buzz Hassan and Blair Smith. And that wraps the guest list, my man. Good, huge amount of names. It is absolutely a stacked show. People are going to be putting that VIP to use this show for sure.
100%. I'm also now realizing that, like, even as you were talking through it, like, it just, I don't know why it didn't occur to me, but like, we have three people from Starship Troopers there. I forgot about Deanna Meyer. Like, that's a great pickup, man. Ah, Lord.
Solid little reunion there, dude, for sure. Now, there's barely just enough time for you to get a ticket, because as of yesterday, Saturday, and all the 3-day passes are sold out, or 93% sold out. So it's almost completely sold out for Saturday and for the whole weekend. Reading that makes it sound like you could probably still get a ticket for Friday. There's still some tickets left for Saturday and for the weekend, but it's close to selling out. And that's a day ago, and we're recording this on Friday on the 1st. So who knows what it's actually like today. So make sure that if you're interested in going, that you get yourself a ticket. It's also probably good to repeat that if you, for some reason, buy a photo op, you need a ticket. There are a lot of people apparently who don't realize that you need a ticket in order to use the photo op. You can't get in the con if you don't have a ticket to said con. So make sure that you do that, because you definitely don't want to be left out. It's crazy how many times it pops up, like on the Facebook group, the Monster Mania one, and people just like ask it and they're just surprised. So make sure that you do that for sure.
It's so wild to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, but not everybody is is as diehard as we are.
That's a fair point.
There's a new Monster Mania con shirt. Have you seen it?
I did, actually. I just saw it.
It's pretty cool. Kind
of perusing. It's very simplistic.
Yeah, it's neat though. It's like this zoomed in picture of like this bat face. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool. I like how like every I feel like every con now there's a new shirt and a new design. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I dig it. I thought that was I think it's really cool. I may end up picking that up, actually.
I was gonna say, I'm like, this might be one of my favorites so far. I wish I would have had them. I wish I would have them all. That would be cool. I could see if we sew them into like a quilt or something. Like, that would be cool. This is the first con, you mentioned it on the last show, that you can actually, like, now the show starts at 4:00. 4:00. Like, so make sure that if you want to get there, you can get there a little bit earlier. You can start redeeming your tickets. Start getting your tickets at noon on Friday. Noon on Friday for ticket redemption, 8 a.m. on Saturday, 8 a.m. on Sunday. On Friday, the con opens at 4. On Saturday and Sunday, it opens at 10. So if you want to be able to get those tickets, you can get them a little bit early. Obviously, if you want to park at the hotel, make sure you get there early, because it definitely fills up. And of course, there's always your favorite option, which is going to be the shuttle and the extended parking lot.
Yeah, I'm hoping I should be able to get down there. I'm hoping by around 2:00. So I'm hoping I'll be able to find a space in the lot. It's 50-50.
Yeah.
If not in the lot, then I'll go park on the side of the road. Hopefully not 6 miles back.
Man, awesome.
These years.
It's possible later on in the, like, in the evening on Friday, you might be able to sneak in there like real late or something.
I got fingers crossed.
Yeah. We'll see.
But yeah, man. So like what, like, so
we also, well, before I'm going to jump right in, I'm going to push you out of the way. You're not even there yet, because we haven't talked about films and events, my man. Films and events.
What do we got?
I don't want to leave it off the list. So we have a few different films. We haven't checked out a film in a while. I feel like I'd really like to one of these times. On Friday night, you have Children of the Corn. And at midnight, you have the 2013 Evil Dead. Then on Saturday, in terms of movies, you've got Black Sunday at 6. You've got Starship Troopers at 8. You have Child's Play at 10. And you have Evil Dead 2 at midnight. And then you have Rocky Horror at 11. You got the costume contest at 9. And there are some Q&As as well. You've got a Michael Gross Q&A, an Evil Dead 2013 Q&A, a Brad and Fiona Dourif Q&A, and a Children of the Corn Q&A. And of course, on Sunday, you have at noon, you have the Yorkie auction. So it is cram-packed full of stuff.
You didn't mention one thing.
What didn't I mention, sir?
Rocky Horror.
I did. I said 11 o'clock, Rocky Horror.
I must have missed
just,
it.
You were just, yeah, oh, absolutely. Rocky Horror is a can't miss. Do everything in your power to get down there to
Look,
see it.
I'm not one to begrudge some scheduling.
Hmm.
But I feel like Evil Dead 2013 should not be the midnight showing on Friday. I feel like it should be Starship Troopers. I feel like that's a movie that's made for a midnight showing.
Now, you're wrong, but you're not totally wrong. Evil Dead 2013 is the midnight showing, but it's on Friday.
Correct.
It's on Friday. You do get Evil Dead 2 at midnight on Saturday. So if you want that like crazy midnight movie, I feel like Evil Dead's a solid pick.
I think if we're going to see a movie, actually, I would like to see Evil Dead 2013. I think it fits into our schedule. And I've actually, it's funny, I was just thinking after that
Fit into our schedule very well, actually.
Yeah. After that last Evil Dead, the most recent one, I actually wanted to go back and revisit the 2013 because I really did enjoy, I remember it's enjoying good. That movie quite a bit. In fact, I think I prefer it to the newer
100%.
One. But I want to see it again because it's been a while. So I think it actually maybe that's something that we could do.
Absolutely, dude. Yeah, and that's a perfect time for Friday because dealer rooms are closed. So like that's I feel like that's spot on. I'm down for that for sure, my man. What's interesting as well, we usually don't talk about this, but in terms of like where people are, Sam Raimi is currently listed as being in the Riverside Pavilion, which is like that big open like tented room which is actually where they now do Rocky Horror, which is interesting because there's a bunch of people in there, but technically if he's in there you can just walk in and go look at him if you want. If you want, I imagine it's gonna be packed in there, but I saw his name on there and I was like, that's weird. I thought they would stick him like up in that like room that's on like the second floor or something, but who knows how that works, but it was just interesting, that's all. But
yeah, it is interesting.
Let's go ahead and jump right in before I so rudely interrupted you earlier. You were about to, I think, regale me with the tales of things that you were hoping to acquire at the convention. I
preempted you with my segue.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
For me, I'm having that same. I don't even call it an issue, like, because it's not an issue. Mm. Right? I've hit a point with my collecting where I'm just very space conscious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I'm really starting to try to narrow down
definitely
what it is exactly I'm looking for.
Wouldn't want to make any huge purchases. Surely nothing large, because this is very reminiscent of exactly the words that you said to me before the Oaks Con, where you bought the biggest thing you've ever bought at the convention, the most expensive, which would be the Billy the Puppet on the tricycle. So, I mean, I don't really know when you say this how seriously I'm supposed to take you, because you obviously have no regard for price or, like, you know, space. So I would take this with a grain of salt, dear listener.
Everyone knows that I have a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde complex when it comes to the con.
You do.
I will go ahead and I will spend a bunch of money when I see the right object and the adult beverages are a-flowing. So I think for me, realistically, what the two things I'm looking for are less about the thing and more about the property. I really want a very cool midsummer piece, whether it be a poster or a piece of art. It's one of my all-time favorite horror movies. I absolutely adore that movie, and I'm just looking for something. The other thing is I would love something Godzilla Minus One.
I
don't think we've talked about that on air.
No, I don't think we have either,
right?
Actually,
no, because we saw it in between shows together, and I don't want to go into like a big movie review.
No, we don't need to.
It is streaming right now on HBO Max.
Watch
you
it.
Can go watch it.
Watch it right now.
What I will say is that we saw it on what? Like a Tuesday night? Something like that? It was during the week.
Yeah.
And it was, we were lucky enough to see it when it was in the black and white, which was cool. I now want to see it in color, but it was very, very cool. And I remember we both, like you were saying as we walked out, like, yo, if the usher came out and said, hey, we got nothing to do, we're going to show the movie again right now in color, me and you both would have sat our butts 100%. In that seat. I would have went into work half dead, and it would have been worth it
yep.
because that movie is amazing. And this is coming from two guys who aren't huge Godzilla fans. I like Godzilla. Like,
same boat.
But I'm not like a, what are they?
Godzilla aficionado?
Goja? Gija? No, what do they call those monster movies in Japan? There's oh, a like, phrase for
yeah.
it.
Go, I don't know.
This goes to show, yeah. guys.
This is why we're not. This is why you could tell. Right? Otherwise, yeah, I would
I'm
know.
I'm not all up on Godzilla, but that movie is absolutely spectacular. So what I'm hoping is like one of my poster guys has like a really cool piece, something would be black and white, would be really dope.
Oh, absolutely.
But like something from Godzilla, that movie specifically, something I prefer a poster. From a figure perspective.
You're beat right now.
Yeah, it's a really dry. I feel like I actually feel like we're in kind of a recession when it comes to horror figures. I think NECA has been, NECA unfortunately feels like they've let their quality slip. I've had some issues with some NECA stuff, and I've read and seen some things with some NECA stuff. And also I feel like they've made everything at this point. There's not much more to make. Although to be fair, if a really nice looking NECA leprechaun came out,
that would be awesome. Did you see that 112 is doing Terrifier?
I did not see that.
Yep, there's pictures really? Of it and everything. Yeah, it looks pretty wild. They're also doing Joker from the animated series, which looks awesome.
Cool.
Not really horror, but it looks really neat. Yeah, the Godzilla minus one figures, there are a few out right now, but they're either like $50 and they look pretty good. Or they're like $250 and they look great. It's like the monster like signature arts figure. That one's like $239. I think it retails for like $179, but everybody seems to sell it for much more. And then Super 7 is doing one, but it doesn't come out until September. And they're doing one that's in color, and they're doing a black and white Godzilla minus one minus color one, which was a pre-order and sold out. But like I'm just hoping they make more of them, because the minus color one's definitely the one I want. Looks awesome. So yeah, I'm sure you'll find something. Every con you're like, I don't really know, and then like, you know, you always come up with something, my man.
It's actually been, I've actually kind of enjoyed it, to be honest. It's a fun way to go to the con where you have a general idea of something mm-hmm. that you're looking for from a property or something, and then, you know, you come across something. I am still on the hunt for my Holy Grail, which is my new Holy Grail, now that Billy the Puppet is
now that you have one. Yeah, what's the new Holy Grail?
Well, it's actually very small. I'm really ready to finish my Horror Vest.
Oh.
The Horror Vest is, honestly, if you look at it, you would say it's mostly complete. And it's fine.
I'm always finding room.
There are two spaces on the vest. I already have a patch for the one side. It's awesome. George Romero patch I picked up with like George Romero kind of done like a comic style holding a cigarette. Really cool looking. And I can't have the jacket not balanced. It mucks me up.
Yeah, no, it makes
so
sense.
I have a small spot on the other side. I have not yet found a patch that fits there, that fits what I would want, which is, again, if I'm going with George Romero on one side in like a, you know, like a director tile picture, I kind of want something like that on the other, right? I like that balance. So I'm also still looking for that. That's now like my fourth con, and I haven't found anything that fits the bill. So I may just have to order something at some point just to get the damn thing completed. But that's also what I'm looking for. So I think that's, you know, not bad. And then anything cool stuff, man.
Yep. Absolutely, dude.
What about you?
I am looking for, I'm looking for, so there's this thing, Hellraiser, the first four parts came out in 4K, and it's called the, like, the Quartet of Torment. It's all four movies in this really cool box, but that box is now, like, out of print. It just came out in September, and I was, like, I was on it. I pre-ordered it. I was, like, I'm ready. I'm, like, you take my money. I'm, like, let's go. And Amazon canceled my pre-order because they oversold it. So now I don't. Now I got nothing. So I'm hoping that I that maybe Diabolik DVD might have one of them old dented copies. And by dented, dude, I'm telling you, if you are into physical media, you got to check out Diabolik DVD's booth. It is just the best. And from time to time, they'll have product that like it's like slightly damaged in shipping, and they mark it down. And it's wild because like what they consider damage, like a lot of times I have to like hunt for it. I'm like, what's wrong with this? Like their standards are so high. So if you order something from them, you're definitely gonna get something great. And they have such a good selection of stuff, and I love stopping by there. Stop by that booth every single time. So I'm definitely
multiple times.
Oh yeah, as you do at the con, you stop by every booth. Like right, you live there for the weekend. I'm seeing everybody like 16 times, and I'm loving every loop around. But definitely looking for that on 4K. Going to be looking on the lookout for anything Five Nights at Freddy's for my son, or maybe Poppy Playtime if you're familiar with that. So definitely trying to check that out. My wife really likes, they hadn't had it in a while, but you know how they have a few people who do different, you know, they do candles and they do different scented things. Sometimes they have, different like serums and stuff. She's into those. I haven't had that in a while, but, I'm just excited to go back through the dealer room, check everything out and just see what's out there. I might need a RoboCop. I'm not sure. We'll have to see. I got an Ed 209 off of Facebook, and he looks really cool, but he's kind of lonely. You know, there's no RoboCop next to him. So maybe we'll go with something like that. But aside from the Hellraiser, I'm very much in the same boat. You know, I'm just excited to go and meander and explore and exist in this space that is Cherry Hill. And you're going to be able to look for both of us because we have these fancy new, it came from Cherry Hill, like sparkly, like stickers. They are really cool. They got a QR code right to our show right on them. So I'm going to stick one right on me on Saturday. So if you see me walking around, come up. We'll have a whole bunch of them. Happily give them away so people can see them. They'll also be on some of the like tables and stuff, but they're really cool. I'd like to hand one to you in person. But yeah, man, I'm excited for this con. 7 days left. And the week of the con is always like, it's the worst, man. It's the worst.
It takes forever.
Like, it takes forever. Something always goes wrong. Like, you're just trying to make it there, but, we will. And I'm certainly excited, dude. I'm ready to start the season.
You and me both, man. I'm excited for, this con, and then, you know, looking a little bit further, and we'll be talking about this in the months to come, really excited for the Baltimore show.
Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely going to in October.
100%. I already have the room. So, yeah.
Is that again?
What are you asking me, when it is?
Yeah, when is that in October?
That is going to be, let me hear, I just happen to have the website handy, Mr. Rob. So that is Monster Mania 60 in Baltimore, Maryland, October 4th through the 6th.
Okay, good.
At the Baltimore Harbor Hilton. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say there's probably still rooms. This hotel is huge. It's almost three times the size of Cherry Hill. There's like 700 something rooms in this place. So not like it couldn't sell out, because I bet you if there's a shot, Monster Mania has it. But like, you know, you have a little bit more leeway, I think, to booking this one. But get on it if you want it, because you never know.
Yeah, I didn't get tickets yet. I don't think tickets are on sale yet, are they?
I don't think so. I don't see a spot where you can, if I go to like, oh no. Yeah. You go over here on the website, you can certainly buy them. You can buy VIP too if you want to.
But you don't know who the VIP is for yet.
No, not at all. No, you got no clue.
It feels like a bold move, Cotton.
Maybe. It all depends. But yeah, man, I'm excited for that one. It's going to be good. A whole new venue too. Like, that's neat.
That's exciting.
Awesome to see, to have that feeling in a new place, and to see how much like bigger all the space is. They supposedly it's so much larger. Like, it's so much bigger. So I'm excited to see like how much of it gets filled.
That's awesome, man. Well, looking forward. Hopefully we catch a couple of you guys and gals hanging out with us next week during the con, man. I'm excited. It's always my favorite time of year. So ready, opening up the wallet.
That's right.
Just got paid.
I know. Payday is that week. Money. I'm ready to fork it over. But yeah, guys. So hopefully we will see you soon. And it's only just 7 more days until Monster Mania. We will see you then. We'll be right back.